The Missouri Synod will come to order. We will start the day with a prayer by Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Will the members and guests in the upper gallery please rise?
From the 28th Psalm we hear, "The Lord is the strength of his people." Gracious God, we awaken to a dark and dreary morning, but your light shines in our hearts, and you led us on the path that you would have us go. So be with us the rest of this day, guiding us to be about the tasks that are before us, and help us to do the very best that we can do. And may we bring light to others that we encounter. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Sirapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Platt. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, ninth day, Thursday, January 20th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
The Senator from Boone has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator Boone, you are recognized to close. The Senator from Boone has renewed his motion. As many of the opinion, that motion shall prevail. Please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from the very first.
Yes, thank you. Mr. President, I have an introduction of guests. Today, to my right, to your left, we have Jeffrey Biddle, who will be my new intern this year. He is currently in Mizzou. He's in his senior year. He has a 4.0 average. He's been on the dean's list every semester. And I asked him why he wants to do this, and he said he thinks politics are fun. So please, nobody in this chamber, please ruin that for him. And can we all give him a warm welcome? Thank you.
Please make the senator's guests welcome. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward, Senator. Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care at this time to explain your resolution?
Mr. President.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution is a rule change. It deals with outside employment by employees of a senator or the Senate caucus. Basically, the resolution says that if you have an employee of the senator or the Senate caucus has an outside employment with a firm that is a registered lobbying firm or is a political consulting firm, that employee has to disclose that to their employer, as well as put it on the printed in the next issue of the journal. It's come to my attention that we've had some Senate staffers that have had outside employment, which is not against our rules. However, some of those outside employment is very political or in nature. For example, our current legislative Senate redistricting staffer was also recently employed by a registered lobbying and political consulting firm here in Missouri. But while we are having those types of discussions,
would the senator from Franklin please adhere to the no food in the Senate chamber rule while you're in the Senate chamber? Senator from Johnson, I apologize for the interruption.
Thank you. Like I said, while it's not against our rules, most certainly for staffers to have outside employment, when that employment is a direct impact and a direct effect on what we are doing here in the legislature. Like I said, it was brought to my attention that the legislative staffer for the Senate Redistricting Committee also worked for a Missouri lobbying firm and political consulting firm. This lobbying and political consulting firm also has congressional campaign clients. While we are having these discussions, whether it's in caucus, in private meetings in our office, these employees could also, since they actually have two employers, one the state Senate and one a private entity that's a registered lobbying firm and campaign consultant firm who actually has congressional clients, in my opinion, it's a conflict of interest that should at least be identified in the Senate journal. With that, I'd like to inquire the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry from Senator from Johnson?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. So I know we had a brief discussion on this within the last hour. What's your opinion? Do you believe that the staffer for the Senate Redistricting Committee, the legislative staffer who's in all our caucus meetings, in private meetings, in meetings with your office, in meetings with the senator from Boone's office, should also be able to be employed by a Missouri registered lobbying firm and political consultant firm that has clients that are congressional campaign clients? Do you consider that a conflict of interest?
Well, first and foremost, I don't believe that is the case. But he's not employed. He's not an employee.
You are correct. As of January 1st, he said that this staffer said that he was not an employee.
No, he became employed by my office on January 1st. That's what he said.
Right. But before that, in 2021, he was also the legislative director for the Senator from Boone, as well as the Senate redistricting staffer and an employee of Palm Strategies. Is that correct?
I can't speak to what term of employment. I don't have his employment record in front of me.
Okay. Maybe the Senator from Boone may know a little bit more. Thank you for the inquiry. Mr. President, inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield an inquiry from the Senator from Johnson? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. How long were you aware that your legislative director, as well as the Senate redistricting staffer, was also an employee of a Missouri registered lobbyist firm and political consulting firm that has congressional campaign clients?
I am not aware that he ever was an employee of that organization.
But, well, he in fact himself said within the last hour and a half that he was an employee of Palm Strategies, a registered Missouri lobbyist firm and political consulting firm, until January 1st of this year. Now, my understanding is that he was your political director in 2021, as well as the Senate's redistricting staffer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, and did also he say that he attended a event with Palm Strategies, recognizing one of their principals to receive a 40 under 40 award from the American Association of Political Consultants. Is that correct?
I do not know. I was not there.
Well, we were both in the same meeting prior to this, in which he said that. And there's also I've been provided a Facebook post, in which the principal of Palm Strategy says, "Thank you specifically to my team, Scott Dickhouse, Matt Thompson, Rachel Trepler, Alex Seipert, and Stuart Murray. I could not have done any of it without you." Are you aware that your employees were working for Palm Strategies in 2021? Or did they just was it just volunteer work?
Senator, I do not believe any of them received compensation for the work that they did.
So, what do you think the principal at Palm Strategies was referring to when he says, thank you specifically to my team, and named off two of your state senate employees and one caucus employee? They just volunteer their time for a campaign consultant and lobbying firm?
Senator, when people have friends, they do things for their friends.
They do things with, excuse me, what? They do things with their friends?
They do things for their friends. It's called relationships.
So what you're saying is they were not an employee of Palm Strategies.
Senator,
yes or no?
I don't really answer the question. And frankly, I don't care.
So you don't think it's a conflict of interest to have the Senate redistricting staffer, who all paid by Missouri taxpayers, paid by a employee within the Missouri Senate, who is dealing with redistricting and dealing with redistricting maps, if they also work for a political consulting firm that has congressional clients at the same time and drawing two paychecks? You don't consider that a conflict of interest?
No.
Wow. Wow.
Can I ask you a question, Senator? I'll let you finish your... I don't want to interrupt.
Sure.
Senator, have you ever had former Senator Lemke on your payroll in this building?
Yes, Senator Lemke is not an employee of mine. This year, Senator Lemke did work for myself as well as several other senators. We did a split payroll. He worked from last January through May and was not employed by any other political consulting or lobbying firms during that time.
Are you aware that former Senator Lemke came out and advocated, and I would certainly believe was paid by a campaign called Clean Missouri in 2018. Are you aware of that fact?
Senator Lemke, I don't believe, was an employee of mine back in 2018, so I don't...
So you hired him after he advocated for the extreme gerrymandering of this state by George Soros and a bunch of liberal special interests after he advocated and was paid for by that organization, you thought it was in the best interest of the Missouri Senate and the Republican caucus to hire that individual, and then you're going to come out on this floor and you're going to berate staffers who are just our young individuals trying to make ends meet while you hired an individual who was literally trying to cause the demise of the Republican Party in Missouri. You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself, Senator.
Oh, my gosh. If I was you, yes, I would walk away. My rule deals
Senator
with...
Senator from Johnson, are you seeking to inquire of another senator?
Well, yes, because one of them does
Senator,
not...
Senator, who would you like to inquire of?
I'd just like to talk on my resolution for a while.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you. All this rule does, it just says that, hey, if there's a political staffer or a Senate staffer that you have that's working on a political campaign, that you notify the Senate. Obviously, if you're sitting in meetings and I'm negotiating for a pro-Second Amendment or a pro-life bill, and I've got a Senate staffer or a caucus staffer that's being paid by a anti-Second Amendment, a pro-choice group, I should know that. All this does is says that if a Senate staffer works for a lobbying firm, is employed by a lobbying firm, or is employed by a paid political consultant firm, that they disclose that. And it's printed in the journal. That's all it says. It doesn't say that they can't work for them. But when I'm sitting down having negotiations and having private conversations and having conversations in caucus, and there's an individual in there, where do their loyalties lie? To their private employer who is proposing and advocating for certain congressional clients in certain congressional maps, or for the Senate? Now, you've heard from some of my colleagues, they don't think it's conflict of interest. They just, hey, that's not a conflict of interest that you don't know. It's not a conflict of interest that the Senate redistricting staffer is also being paid by a political consultant firm that has congressional clients. If that political consulting firm comes and says, hey, what did Senator Hoskins say about this map? What did he say about 5-3? What did he say about Congressman Joe Schmo? Who is that staffer going to listen to? Their outside employer? Or the senator? I look forward to having more conversations about this rule change in the future. Thank you, Mr. President.
Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bill. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills in my legislative package, and no introduction is necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Clay?
Senate Bill number 1083, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to the Attorney General.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 1084, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to civil actions for childhood sexual abuse.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 7th District?
Senate Bill Number 1085, introduced by Senator Rader, an act relating to coroners.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No further explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 8th District?
Senate Bill Number 1086, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to product repair requirements.
Senator from the 5th.
Thank you. I have a bill.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 5th?
Senate Bill Number 1087, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to discriminatory practices against persons convicted of certain offenses.
Senator from Dallas. Senator, could you use your microphone?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Dallas?
Senate Bill Number 1090, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to public administrators.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Dallas?
Senate Bill Number 1089, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to land bank agencies.
Senator Mnuchin.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Newton?
Senate Bill Number 1090, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to community service requirements for certain offenders.
Senator from Newton, do you care to explain your bill at this time?
Briefly, Mr. President, during one of our revisions we did to criminal statutes, we inadvertently left out the definition of what a day was, and we started getting, for DWIs, people were sentenced to 60 days community service, and they were doing maybe an hour, maybe less, maybe two. We put that back in that for the 60 days, that should be 480 hours. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Johnson?
Senate Bill number 1091, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to rural economic development incentives.
Senator Johnson, do you care to explain your bill?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Johnson?
Senate Bill number 1092, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to tax credit requirements during certain statewide emergencies.
Senator Johnson, do you care to explain your second bill?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements.
President.
Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone. As many of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.